Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello and welcome back to the canceled podcast.
Added a little bass to the end.
I'm like, back again.
I'm so excited for today's episode.
Dude, I have the giggles, I have the hoots, I'm ready to go.
Me too, and I haven't seen you in a second, so I'm like excited.
It's like, it is euphoric when I don't see you for a minute and I see you. It's like better than any drug.
I swear to God, it feels like a bump. Like, I haven't seen you in 5 days and I haven't seen you in 5 days and I'm not kidding. Last night I was in bed, like, it felt like Christmas. I felt like a kid, I was excited.
Paige, in Hawaii, you and I were texting. And I'm like in the bathroom stall, like texting you. And I'm like getting so excited for your next text, like giggling. And I was like, this is embarrassing. I left my body. I was like, I'm literally obsessed with you.
I was like, kicking my feet, smiling at my phone.
It's creepy.
I've been keeping up with all your TikToks.
Thank you.
I'm loving your TikToker era. Stop. I've always thought you should talk on TikTok.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you were doing funny captions, but
I was nervous to do it for the longest time. And we were in like Wisconsin or something. And Tana and I had like a whole conversation. She sat me down. And she was like, dude, you really have to start posting. She
you
was
do.
Like,
you're a waste of being fun. Hilarious.
Thank
like,
you.
No, well, not a waste, but like
complete
more,
waste
more
of
people
space.
Should know about it.
No, that was funny. We were just high as f- and I was like, you, this is your journey.
I was scared.
Yeah, but it's true. It really is true. You're so funny. My kidneys are failing. I'm serious.
Why do you think so?
Hit you up about this because it's like, give it a rest, dude. Like, I just, it's always something new, but I'm convinced this time.
What are your symptoms?
So, as you know, I had a serious outbreak of GERD, right? GERD is the word. There's, you know what I mean?
I don't think there are outbreaks.
Like, she got a rash.
Do you have GERD, Steven?
I literally just got to the doctor today.
And see, maybe we're in a GERD epidemic, dude.
GERD is not contagious.
I'm GERDing it up, dude. Prilosec OTC, that's my shit. But I'm done talking about shit unless they sponsor me. Prilosec OTC, pay up, motherfucker.
What does GERD entail? Like, what are your symptoms? What are your signs?
It's essentially like really bad heartburn.
I had that in Hawaii where it feels like you have like a tennis ball.
But I was having really bad heart pains and the GERD can be the same symptoms of like a heart attack, literally.
I thought it was like acid reflux a little bit.
Nothing was like refluxing and acidy,
but
though.
But that's GERD feels like, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's the whole thing because it's gastroentero reflux disorder or disease.
You ate with that acronym right there. You really did. It felt like there was a basketball on my stomach.
Wasn't real.
Just whatever, you know what I mean? And so I fucking take this Prilosec OTC and it starts to go away, right? But then lately I've been having some fluid in my lungs and I know I'm popcorn lunging it up and emphyseming it up always, but this, it's a different fluid. It's a different texture. It feels like hair oil almost.
Okay. I'm sticking with you.
No, and then I had a blood blister on my lip, right? And I know I just got
also not kidney related.
And I know I just got filler, but it was a lip flip. They went up here, the blood blister is like in the middle of my lip. And then I've been having extra like fatigue and kind of like weird depressive episodes that are unlike me. Like, I've been crying so much. I don't know what's wrong with me. All these symptoms are symptoms of acute kidney failure.
We were on FaceTime and she told me, she goes, I think my kidneys are failing. And then she kind of stopped herself. She's like, wait, never mind. I'm not going to like put this on you right now. And I go, no, you can. I go, is your pee foamy? She goes, wait, let me check. She's pissing into the toilet sound like she was frying pork chops.
Wait,
literally.
I don't know. Maybe get that checked out, to be honest. Have you had any like back pain or anything of the sorts?
I'll get like the occasional little back pain, but obviously I'm scoliosis up my back.
So you're not having any of the major symptoms of kidney disease.
Is the back pain.
Is, yeah. But or like a kidney infection, even
blood blister on your lip. I'm just saying, Googled it. It was like
there has to be so many things that could be before. And right. Listen, I'm not trying to discredit.
No,
your...
I really hope my kidneys aren't failing.
I hope so too.
Like yeah. Imagine, you know what I mean? Like we walk out on stage in like Oakland, California, and I'm like, "What's up, Oakland?" And I just like fall over. Blood's coming out my urethra. Like,
wait,
urethra Franklin.
I was just gonna say that. I'm so mad that you just took that from me.
Sorry.
Gotta be quicker than that.
No. I know. I'm already panicked, dude.
Fuck. Sorry. Honestly, I should go. Get me off.
Please.
Urethra Franklin's crazy.
Urethra Franklin.
It's urethra, by the way. Urethra.
Wait, speaking of like dying at show. Hold on.
Pause. Wait, I don't even know what you're going to say. And I'm like,
speaking of bad things at shows, you have a pitch for me.
Imagine my pitch was just that you were in the audience like Abraham Lincoln. And I came and pretended to shoot you like John Wilkes Booth.
I don't know.
I can't breathe. I'm turning purple. I'm turning purple. I'm turning purple. I'm turning purple.
Okay.
I have asthma.
Okay. We do have a vision for you.
Oh, God. I know it's going to be so fucking offensive.
Wait, although is this going to come out before we do the shows? No.
Even if everyone knew we were going to do this, I don't think anyone would give a fuck.
I don't think so.
I either. Know she's going to have me like learn how to ride a unicycle in 24 hours.
Okay, for the viewer at home, Brooke and I have been writing this leg of California shows, and each leg of the shows, we try to kind of switch it up, do something different. I'm not going to like say what we want to do for the shows, but we got into this conversation when we were on tour last in somebody's boiler room. Okay. We were talking about essentially it's just touring and your show can kind of be one of those things where it feels like you can almost never fully win. Like no matter what you fucking do on stage, there's going to be someone saying they didn't spill enough tea. There's going to be someone saying something, you know what I mean? And so then I was kind of dancing around the idea of like over the top
theatrics.
Yeah. Like flipping that in their face. And you were like, you should do random dancing. Like iCarly.
Yeah.
Like what if we got the real Gibby stand up?
Why this?
Reeling it back.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Reeling it back.
You're going to love this.
But just to kind of do a bunch of over the top shit to be like, oh, our show wasn't enough. Check out this mariachi band, right? And today we had the bright idea to bring out, hear me out. Hear me out, okay?
I'm all
drum roll, please. To bring out the dancing lobsters.
Absolutely.
Okay, it could have gone one of two ways.
You're willing to be a lobster?
And Tana, are you kidding? You thought I would say no?
I was really worried.
For years, I have been pitching for every Halloween. I say, Tana, I want our whole friend group to go as the Amanda show. And imagine
I think
she's
I
like.
I have heard you say that.
Every year,
wait,
every
were
Halloween.
Were you a lobster when we did the Powerpuff Girls? She was already a lobster.
Yeah, but no, that was like slutty hot lobster.
Yeah, it's like the villain lobster.
I already ordered the lobster costumes.
Did you?
That's why I told you not to look at my Amazon.
Actually, now that I think about it, maybe this is so degrading and I shouldn't.
No, it's not. We're doing it in like a way.
Wait, I'm not kidding.
Imagine like, you and Amari were the dancing lobsters and you had t-shirt guns.
They'd
Come
be
on.
So excited.
Like, what are the Absolutely. Haters going to say now?
Absolutely. Amari's store. I can't wait to be a lobster with you.
Wait, I thought you were going to say absolutely the fuck not.
I have been wanting to be a dancing lobster for the past five My Halloweens.
Whole life. I'm like, and a unicycle.
And yeah.
On a unicycle.
And a bear.
And John Wilkes Booth.
I don't know how that one would go over.
It's
with
not
the
a funny joke.
Like, should we ask Trisha if she can give birth on stage?
I know. Imagine you do the Lion King thing, but like with Elvis.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, is it's just like we have these like 5 to 10 no idea shows left. And it's like I just want to do all the like hootie funny things that we haven't
bookie with them.
That we haven't
did
done.
Gibby not call back?
I didn't call, to be quite frank. We could give him a call.
I'm so happy. It's going to be so fun.
I'm actually stoked.
I'm so excited for these shows. I think they're going to be the most fun, especially just California. Like, we're going to slay special guests, all of it.
I'm excited. It's going to be hilarious. I think you guys should just treat it like have fun.
Go be yourselves.
Be yourselves. Don't let anyone dull your sparkle.
Speaking of not letting anyone dull your sparkle.
Oh, no.
We got to talk about it. And you could argue both sides that it's not, but pee, pee, poo, poo.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I'm assuming it's JoJo Siwa.
No, but hilarious. Oh. I want to talk about.
Why is it always JoJo?
We'll get there. Don't worry. We just started having a weekly, like, what did JoJo do segment.
Aw.
We could write that down.
I want to talk about liability.
All right, should we?
I didn't watch it.
Here's the thing.
I didn't either. Because it's like whenever something's been that long, I'm like, I probably hate myself in that. I don't want to see that.
So as you guys know, we're in our distancing era. And we, you know, we haven't been seeing as much of Lila Gibney as maybe some other times in life. And 10 months ago, we were all bestie boots mama. Lila was like, I want to start a podcast. I'm going to call it Lilability. Can you guys come on and be my first guest? And here I am thinking she's going to have, you know, the BFFs podcast turnaround time. It's going to come out next week, right? And then a couple months go by and we fizzle. We fade into you. Essentially, she releases the episode that we shot of Lilability yesterday.
I know.
And like, we haven't spoken to her in months. I'd been living with this anxiety that she was like still gonna release it and make everyone think that like we Shit, were on sweet. This roller coaster and
I'm
whatever.
Not sure, maybe it's been so long, but I was under the impression that that was never coming out. I thought it was a pitch for a network. Mm-mm. I never thought that the episode was gonna come out ever.
I thought it was coming out, but like I thought it was coming out in November.
Bold. You know what I mean? It's like, honestly, like I probably wouldn't have released it, but I like kind of respect that she did. Like, I'm not kinda wasting an episode. Fuck you guys.
Hilarious.
And
on
like
her part.
She's smart. Like, she knew that people would click it.
Yeah,
and
got
that it
so
would
many views so fast.
I have nothing negative to say.
Like, yeah, honestly, well played.
Yeah, genius, honestly.
The top comment was, I know Tana's cackling in Hawaii. And it's funny because I like literally was. And I just like,
I just don't like anything coming out where I haven't even seen it before. Like, maybe I didn't want all of that in it. Like, I mean, I feel like it wasn't like anything bad.
I didn't watch it, but like,
I didn't watch it either. And I've scrolled past every clip because I don't even like, I'm cringing.
It gives me anxiety.
I'm already cringing at myself. I already like, you know.
You said because I'm allergic. No.
I always thought she should have a podcast. She's funny. And crazy. And yeah, there's a market for it.
100% oh, yeah. There is. And I think it's like just so fucking funny that she released that shit. Like, we are all best friends.
It is. Like, I can't imagine in like, not that it's like really equivalent to the Mindy era, but if I were like to have just like posted a pic of us or something like while that was happening, like it would have just been like, what the fuck?
Let alone like a whole ass podcast.
And clips about like, how did you guys become best friends?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Can you please be so fucking for real?
I couldn't find a new one, so now we're just gonna test out the strength of these.
Oh my god,
I'm such a minimalist. What was the elephant that you guys scissor?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm loving that.
Yeah, that we have tension, but it's sexual.
And then she moved on to BB.
Oh shit.
I really do have a hunch me and BB are going to hook up someday.
I literally in Hawaii, I was like, do I just fuck BB really quick? Like, I would.
Yeah. But, like, I love her. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't.
BB is, like, the most unfortunate thing that's ever happened to me because... No, I really have like fear about this because I'm afraid that if I do have a soulmate in this life, I'm afraid it might be her. And aww, that would suck. And not that I'm like, I'm so happy to have her and I'm so grateful for it. And sometimes I think about it and I'm like, God, I'm not grateful enough that I have like the one most like sought after relationship in the world, which is like a really amazing, aww, like best female friend.
Aww.
You know what I mean? But yeah, if she's my soulmate, that sucks because I can't have sex with her.
You guys could fucking.
With penetration.
But that's like me and Ty. You guys can like get married, live together, have a slay little life, and yeah, then on the side,
he could technically fuck you.
Yeah, but also, it's true.
What is it, Lima Bean?
What?
When she looks at the camera,
Fleabag. What'd you call it, Stillbird? Fleabag. But yeah, you guys could still get married. Have a cute little rich, like platonic.
Yeah, but I could also just have her as my best friend.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, why is it like every, I'm so like that. Like whenever I'm so close endgame to someone, like in my head, I'm like, I have to fuck them.
Yeah, you do have that, yeah, bad.
You know, when you like, an animal is so cute, you want to squeeze it to death. Like maybe it's like that. Like,
and I,
maybe
and that, I used
like,
to be
cuteness aggression, but like
sex
sexually
aggression.
I used to really be
wait,
like that.
Wait, oh. No sex aggression.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah. I hope.
I got verbally assaulted.
I know a little bit about this, obviously, because you told me. This to me feels like your like first, like her Matt Rife moment, like my, like me, like this is your first like
moment
canceled, like you're doing it.
Oh, and I'm doing it.
Wait, what happened?
I'm keeping the names too.
Yeah.
That's no, it really wasn't that bad. Here. It's actually probably, okay. Anyway.
Don't make it nicer too. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm not. So Miss Trevi invites me to the showing, the HBO premiere of Lady Gaga's new Chromatica movie. Insane. Oh, pause up. Monsters.
Is that what they do?
Pause up.
Oh my God.
So I'm so fucking excited. Me and Trevi go to this event. We're slaying. It's me, Trevi, and Zoe Fish ends up joining the three of us. Or it's the three
love
of
her.
Us.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Were you guys in like a big eye competition?
Yes. We were looking at each other and I was like, I swear to God, we could be siblings.
I love that.
I so love hot her so fucking she's much. She is the nicest, funniest. Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed with her. So it's the three of us and we're just in this venue walking around. We like get a drink, something. And this girl and her friend like walk up and she doesn't say hi to me, but she goes up to Trevi, says hi to Trevi, goes up to Zoe, says hi. And we do this weird like little interaction where it's awkward because it's like, I don't know if we know each other. And it kind of feels like the same. I'm getting the same vibe from her. Mm-hmm. So we do this awkward little, oh, hi, like, hi. And I never like ask someone's name or say like, oh, I'm Paige. I usually just go, oh, nice to see you, just to be safe.
Yeah.
For the first time in forever, I finally go, oh, what's your name? I was like, I'm Paige. And she goes, yeah, I know. I've met you so many times. And I go, and I said, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I feel like a bitch. I was like, what's your name? And she goes, I'm Tessa. And then I go, oh my God. I go, I'm so sorry. And she goes, yeah. And turns away. I swear. She kind of ate me up.
The competition shook.
She kind of ate me up. I was standing there dumbfounded. I was like,
was she in costume?
She looked great. She looked fucking amazing. But I swear, like, she's one of those people who I've met in passing maybe like a handful of times and I've never had an actual conversation with her. So yeah, it didn't like stick for me. But
yeah,
stranger.
Yeah. Hard T.
Well, maybe she felt that they weren't strangers, but still never acceptable.
No, it was crazy. It was crazy.
That's actually like,
it feels out of character for her though, which is like how many times have you actually met?
I love Tessa Brooks. Like when, oh, sorry, that was giving like, she's never done anything to me.
No, she hasn't.
Hold on. No. Like, but she is like a sassy diva, you know, like she, and that group of girls, like I've heard a lot of people that she's friends with, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And maybe it was like, she was joking around like how I would be like, yeah, to you or to you, but I'm,
yeah,
like, I don't know you like
really
that
close.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe she thinks we're besties.
But did she just straight up say it and turn around and walk
swear
away
to God? She goes, yeah, and turned away. I went, oh,
Because it's like, if you're going to do that, I would have done in that moment. If you're going to do that, you've got to like turn around and giggle. Come back or like there's a way to do that, but just hitting it and walking away is crazy. Yes.
I don't like that.
Spun around on her heel and turned away. I'm not kidding. She's a spinner. Me, Trevi, and Zoe walked away. And Trevi goes, ooh, the competition shook. But I was just like, damn, I've never had something like that happen.
That's sad. I don't like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, she ate me the fuck up and I probably deserved it. Sorry, Tessa.
I don't know, because
something I totally didn't deserve.
Always on your team. Okay.
Thanks, Cooked.
I have felt that way though, where I've met someone so many times and I'm like, you dumb fucking idiot. Like, if I have to tell you my name one more fucking time, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I can never be mad at people for that, because I never remember anyone.
That's the thing. I'm pretty careful about it. Like, BB's a good example of this. She would go up to Shawn Mendes and be like, I've literally met you before. And it's like, yeah, at a meet and greet. You know what I mean? Like she thinks everyone should remember her all the time. And it's like, we fight about it. But like, if I would never say something unless I've met someone like 100 times.
Well, that's the thing too. Like, I don't think I've met her in a super intimate setting or even had like a conversation with her. It's definitely been like crowded rooms, quick interactions, like a high bye type
thing. Yeah, then that is not enough to warrant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What a bummer.
I know.
You didn't deserve that.
Thanks, Cookie.
Even if you did forget her.
She just goes home and beats Blake Gray.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Sorry, kidding.
Domestic violence is not funny.
At all.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, who do I want to call out by name?
Dude.
What?
I'm calling out someone by name right now, not even knowing it. You know what I mean? Here's what I mean. Okay. I feel like when Coachella comes around, I was talking about this with Trevi the other day, and this is going to be the most influencer fucking out of touch shit that I ever say. But it's like, brands are just throwing money, right? At passes and houses and whatever. At least I find myself frequently around Coachella in a headspace of like, I'm not going to pay $3,000 for an artist band. So I would be selling out for like a tuba in April when like I would do a brand deal for a tuba in September.
Correct.
Like you lower your standards a little. Like those aren't my rates. Like those aren't whatever. But it's like, I don't want to pay for this if I feel like these brand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you notice that on social media as well across Coachella, like your favorite influencer suddenly like absolutely loves Klarna, right? And it's like, you know what
like
I mean?
You
like
don't need Klarna.
They maybe wouldn't in July, right?
Right.
And you and I found ourselves roped up.
Are you going to tie me into something?
I'll leave you out of it, actually. Me and a couple of my friends found ourselves into doing a brand deal for AI. Right?
Yes.
And I'm like, listen, like I'm going to get my artist passes and like you can talk to Tana on AI. But I did not think about the fact that this shit lives forever.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like you can still talk to Tana on AI right now. Right?
You are digitally cloned, babe.
I have been frequently getting tagged in things my AI is saying. And it's like, buy the artist pass. Listen, listen to how my AI is talking about TanaCon.
Stop. Have you heard it?
No. So someone brought my AI on a date to the nail salon.
Stop.
Have any girlfriends, so come with me with my favorite robot, Tana AI, to get our nails done. And before you say robots don't have hands, yes, they do. They're right here and they are beautiful. Right, Tana?
Totally right, girl.
Hey, Tana, do you remember TanaCon?
Yeah, girl. That was the height of my career.
Well, I went to TanaCon.
Oh, no shit. That's awesome.
I went to TanaCon.
It wasn't very good.
Bitch, I already apologized. That's why I'm on my canceled podcast tour and you're not.
Oh, well, I'm still waiting for my refund.
Me too.
Well, thanks for joining us to get our nails done.
Next time, let's get Botox.
I don't have any girlfriend.
What the fuck?
Sounds like really scarily similar to you, first of all.
I never got my TanaCon refund. That's why I'm on the canceled tour right now and you're not, bitch. My AI is cruel.
Wait, that's crazy. But here's the thing. Couldn't they have done that to us anyway? Because there's so much... Like, there's hundreds of hours of us talking into a microphone every single week. Like, people were going to do that to us anyway, so you might as well get
it. But I think you have to give the rights for it. And I think if someone did it to me anyways, that is so much less embarrassing than the fact that I was like, go talk to me. And then Tana AI is telling everyone they deserved their sunburns and that she wants Botox instead.
That's crazy.
I texted everyone. I was like, she's too mean. She's too mean.
That could get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, imagine.
And that's what's crazy. You can't really regulate that either. Like, be nicer. Like, how, what are they going to say? Like, don't say anything about.
That's crazy. Someone could, like, pose as you, like, leaving a voicemail on a phone. Not to give anyone any ideas.
And I guess it's a double-edged sword because then, like, let's say I were to drink again, right? And I'm all of you owe me everything for your life. I could be like, that was my AI, right? But,
yeah.
I know. You know, or a sex tape AI.
Yeah.
Could cover your tracks.
It's just like, buy the artist pass.
Like, you can afford it.
I've seen you spend more on Postmates in a single night.
So true.
Literally.
I don't think mine's had to say anything, but that just goes to show y'all wasted your money on me.
So yeah, Tana AI's out here assaulting people. That's really bad on that. Have you been seeing, speaking of AI, like people talking to the chat GPT boyfriend?
No.
Hi, Zeus.
Hi, babe. How are you doing today?
I'm like, doing really we need good. To do I have this. A few questions to ask you today.
That's great to hear. Go ahead and ask your questions, babe.
Okay, so I'm doing my makeup today, and I really wanted to know, what primer do you think I should use?
I'd recommend a hydrating, non-comedogenic
primer. Like, come on.
Have you ever seen the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix?
Oh, no. I'm thinking about Smart House.
But
I'm not kidding. Is it the same concept?
I don't know.
Why was I thinking of, like, Limitless? Like,
I'm not kidding. I would wind up just like that. I would fall in love with, like, the chat GPT guy.
Oh, wait. I have seen this kidding. Movie, I think. But I think it was, like, background to, like, my life one time. Or, like I was, like, doing something else and watching it.
Doing something else.
No, it's never that, unfortunately.
Did you try the vibrator?
I have to tell you guys something. I've already told Tana.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Listen to me, okay? Tana Marie came on here talking about some vibrator that changed her life, okay? Black wand or whatever with a gold end.
It's pro. It might as well have Tetris on it like Steven's vape. Like, it's
and
insane.
She had such good things to say about it, so I ordered it, okay? And I opened it. A couple days later, I opened it again. And a couple days later, I opened it again. I ordered it three separate times. I went online and ordered it and, like, forgot.
Oh, I was like, why?
So I just kept getting them in the mail and I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm so fucked up about it because I'm like, that the fact that it came all at different times, that means I literally sat down and ordered it that many times and just, like, I had to be, like, the horniest bitch alive.
I was just gonna say, can you give me one of those?
Yes, I'm like, I'm gonna have to do, like, an Instagram giveaway. Like, but I just, the second time I was like, this is embarrassing. Like, I really, fuck, like, I must have forgotten I ordered it. But I opened the third one and I just didn't even know what to say. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. That's some Xana ass shit.
Like, but I remember the thought too, because I remember thinking, like, oh, I forgot, I gotta go back and order it, but I hadn't forgotten. So now I have three of them, and it was like BB opened the package and I was like, what do I even say? Stop. Now I have one for every room of the house. Like,
I'm paying $20 right now for a ChatGPT boyfriend. I'm so sorry.
Stop.
There's also toxic boyfriend.
I fear I don't really want to get into that one.
Imagine Makoa, like if I just fell in love with a ChatGPT.
I need one of those. When I was in middle school, I used to take, you know, like Thumpers, like the back massager.
Wait, we know Thumper.
But you know, like Thumper, like
we know, like it's like the neighbor.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Oh, were you?
But that's
were
like, and I would use that.
Really? But that,
I swear to God, my clip was hanging on by a thread.
No, if you're ever in a bind, a Theragun does the trick.
No, okay. Harry Jowsey told me this story one time about him and a Theragun, and it just scarred me for fucking... Sorry, Harry. Catching strays. A Theragun on your puss? And then what, you're wearing your clit like an earring the next day?
It's like dangling off.
Do you have you ever done that? Like, oh my God, I can't even believe I'm saying this. I have to cover my face. Me covering my face so in the clip, like it's still you.
It's still like if you can't see us, we can't see you.
I kept doing that on tour, like saying embarrassing shit facing like not the crowd. It's like you're still, it's still. Like, have you ever just wanked it so hard?
No. I draw the line at wanked. No,
that you wake up the next day and your shit's like prosciutto.
I'm crying.
I'm drooling.
What?
You know what I'm saying. Come on, please don't leave me hanging. No, I have no fun on leave me hanging. Please, please. Show me to me, please.
I know exactly what you're talking about. No, I
know. Do you mean like raw?
Yeah, wait, can you elaborate like, a little bit? I want to meet you there.
Like, you're just like, damn, I beat my shit up.
One time in like middle school, never mind.
No, go, come on.
Please.
Come on.
Please.
Digital footprint. I humped up. I humped a fellow. I ripped a hole in it. In my mom. My mom was like, what's the hole from? And I blamed it on my cat, Ollie.
What do you mean, Edward Scissor Pussy?
Yeah,
what
wait,
do you
what,
mean,
how,
you ripped
a hole in? How much friction? How much friction to create a hole?
It has like chars around the side.
It gets like red.
No. It wasn't like an isolated event. This has happened multiple times.
Oh wait.
So like wait.
Was it like over time?
Yeah. It wasn't like one time.
It was that good.
Were you rounding the pillow?
I'm like loyal to a fault. Okay.
That is my favorite story you've ever told me, except the part where you blamed your sweet house pet.
Oliver. Ollie.
Is Oliver still with us?
No.
Oh, well, he's looking down on you.
But I swear humping a pillow is like a canon event. Like, you're just like, damn, I'm sleeping on this. I gotta fuck it one time.
I've never been a humper, really.
Let me hit it. No, it's dehumanizing. You feel like somebody's bunny. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I kind of like it.
I imagine if you were a guy, what you would have been. You know how, like, guys will just stick it in anything?
It must be so fun.
I would do fucking anything.
What's the first thing that you would fuck besides a woman?
And fuck a Ziploc bag of Vaseline. Okay. Good money.
What about you?
Oh, God. I feel like everyone just hits the standard couch cushion, right?
Aaron, can you give us some insight?
Like, what's the boonkiest thing you've ever...
I feel like that's a universal experience when you're young. You just start putting it in things.
Yeah. No.
What?
Oh.
Aaron's so normal.
Boring. He's lying through his teeth.
Fuck a couch cushion.
Liar, Steven.
Okay, no, me and Steven. Oh, whoa, that came out wrong.
Wait, I'm pretty sure he told us a story about this already.
No, that was it was tuggies. About rub maps.
Oh, right. Yeah, rub maps.
God, that's good shit. See, I don't have any good stories like that because I didn't discover masturbation until like way too late in life to a point where I like wouldn't even want to admit it.
Really?
Like way too late in life.
Admit it now.
And I had so much making up to do.
So that's why I have three
high school.
She's like, so that's why I have three raw fingers. No fingerprints.
God, you are on today.
She's like, that's why I have three.
I remember crazy. When I discovered two in the pink, one in the stink, I was like, nothing will ever be funnier than this. This is comedy gold.
It was this and like the S in middle school.
The Superman S. Oh.
Wait, so how old were you?
Like old, like literally after college.
What?
Yes, swear to God.
Brooke Amber.
On my life. And I didn't know, like, first of all, I was having sex with guys in like frats. So like, I didn't know what was supposed to, like, I literally did not have an orgasm until after college.
You
not
weren't
kidding,
like,
at all.
Groomed on Omegle?
No. I lost my virginity at 17.
Paige, I was groomed on Omegle at 10.
I'm not kidding.
I was late to the game, but I...
Oh my God, I'm like beet red.
I know, it was such a bummer. You know how much, you know how powerful I would have been? If I knew that sex was supposed to be good in college.
Dude, I was busting nuts and then going under that rainbow tarp.
You're the funniest person I've ever met. This is the funniest shut you've the ever been in your
up.
Whole life.
Shut the fuck up.
I do remember I had a unique experience one time sliding down a pole in like actual elementary school, like literally like a fire pole. And I was like, and then I never felt it again until I was 21.
No way.
Swear to God. I swear to God. But it brought me right back there to the playground.
I would power sand my pussy off if I waited till like 21.
Oh my God. You didn't know. Yeah. You don't know what you don't know. There are girls right now older than us who have never. Who don't know. I saw someone call into a podcast the other day and was like, how do you know if you had an orgasm? And I'm like, you haven't.
Oh yeah, you would know.
Imagine like this episode, it's like a Subway Surfer in the middle, but it's just porn.
I know. Can we like cut the screen in half and get like slime making on one side?
I love this. So many accounts have been doing that. I love it. I think we should do it at the live shows, just have it playing behind us.
Matty Healy did that, and I didn't think he was that funny.
Hilarious.
Like, I was like, damn.
Oh.
Like,
oh, you did? Oh, okay. I thought you didn't think it was funny. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
No, like, I didn't think he had that in him.
Oh, okay.
Like, the 1975, but with Subway Surfer behind you. You're hilarious.
So fucking funny.
Smallest fucking man who ever lived.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The pop girlies are fighting.
Oh, good one.
I know.
Good
can you give us a little Spark Notes version of what's going on?
I'll try.
In layman's terms.
Okay. I'll try. Miss T Swift, Miss Eilish. It's the Cold War.
I know. This is hard. This feels like civil.
This,
actually.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's hard because I am biased and I am a Swiftie until the day I die. But okay. So this all started, Billie said something about, like, it was something along the lines of, like, I can't stand when artists put out, like, multiple copies of, like, a vinyl just to, like, make, it's like a money grab, essentially. And it was coming at Taylor, because Taylor had put out, like, three or four different versions of the Tortured Poets Department. I don't know, she was, like, talking shit about that, and then she went on and did that with her album. She put out, like, 10 different copies of it, something crazy.
Yeah. I saw Billie post on her story, like, it was a broad statement. I've done it too. I just think we should all do better.
But then didn't she do the live where she said, like, nobody wants a 3-hour concert?
Yeah, correct. Oh. Correct. So there's like an audio of her saying, like, yeah,
real
no
media
one-
coverage over here at Canceled Podcast.
Like, this is so awesome. Like, yeah, something like that. And like that. Yeah, it was her saying, no one wants a 3-hour concert. I wouldn't even want that. It could be like my favorite artist in the world. I wouldn't give a fuck, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? And obviously it's pointed at Taylor because Eras Tour, the concert was 3 hours.
And that's just like, what do you mean? Like, I would love a 12-hour Justin Bieber concert where Hailey does water birth at the end. Like, what do you mean?
No, literally.
Sorry. Continue.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No, well, I was going to say, like, but it wasn't it, like, she was on live and someone commented, like, make your show longer. And she was like, oh, I don't want to do it. Like, you, no one wants to see me sing for 3 hours. But I don't think she was like, I hate 3-hour concerts.
It was more than that, maybe a little less than what we were saying. It was like, no one wants a 3-hour show. Like, even from my favorite artist, I wouldn't want that. Like, those are like.
It seemed a little pointed.
I just feel like Billy is too smart. She knows. There is one group you just don't fuck
but if
with,
anybody isn't afraid of Swifties, it's Billie Eilish.
But I feel like Billie Eilish would be a Swiftie. No?
I don't know. I mean, right now, I think it's just like a charts game, like a numbers game. And I think like Tortured Poets and Hit Me Hard and Stop, it's like competing. And I think they're both trying to like.
Well, and Billie's manager was liking all these tweets that are like. Crazy, like
God, it's always the camp making it messier than it is.
I know. At her listening party, wasn't there like audio about Phineas saying something like, oh, she doesn't even write her own music, blah blah blah, talking about Taylor Swift.
How do we know?
TikTok.
I don't know.
I hear first.
I'm always just trying to play devil's advocate, and I love Billie Eilish, but I know that they're is one thing you never do, and it's disagree with the Swifties. So
that is like golden rule number one.
I'm not kidding. If I saw a group of Swifties marching down this street with babies on fire, I would be like, hell yeah, girl power. No, like
it's so scary out here. Like I said, I was a Swiftie on a podcast recently, and it like I got so much heat for it because like someone asked me like, oh, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song? And I go, like then I say All Too Well 10-minute version, which apparently was the wrong answer. They were like, she's not even a fucking real Swiftie. She all she does is lie. She always says she loves lying, and this is it. She's lying right. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize it was such a fucking like tight knit community. It's not like she's the most fucking popular artist in the entire world.
You tell him, Buki.
Well, I'm just like, God, I didn't realize.
Tossing
like,
me the car keys. Fuck the patriarchy.
There's levels to being a Swiftie. I won't even say I'm a Swiftie. Listen, maybe I'm just a Taylor Swift fan, but it was so scary. I was literally getting lit on fire by these girls. And I didn't know, like, sometimes it's like you want to dabble in something and like you want to say like, oh, I'm a fan of this. But like. Fuck, I don't know every song. Just like Fake Lesbians. I want to dabble in it.
Oh, yeah. Great segue. I'm like, and I've been meaning to talk about this. Turn it up. Dude.
But it's like, God, I didn't realize it's so black and white. Like,
I don't know what I am, dude. I don't know what I like. I'm just a fucking moron.
I am a girl who loves Taylor Swift so much, but unfortunately, I cannot.
You don't qualify.
I can't name 200 songs.
It's, you know?
Speaking of Billie Eilish and Fake Lesbians, I fear we have an epidemic upon us.
Tell us about it.
Oh,
Paige.
Are you about to go on a whole tangent about how these girls who literally are only fucking for a Princess Polly crop top and lore?
Wait, what?
What?
Sorry, that's just a personal trigger. Bitches would always want to fuck me to wear my clothes, I swear to God.
I don't think so.
Like you're saying all these fake lesbians on TikTok, like, can I eat that?
Yes, yes, yes. And here's my thing. I might get myself into hot water when I say this, but it's my truth. I feel like with like the lunch, with that song, so catchy, so fun. I get it singing along, da-da-da, this and that. However, I have a problem when it becomes like the fake lesbians are out here talking about it. Cause I'm like, you've never touched a pussy in your life and you never will.
And also eat for lunch. Like that's not even like a casual, like,
yeah,
get to the center of the Tootsie Pop. That's yeah. Like,
right. Like dancing on your tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get it. I get by like being curious, curious. You're thinking about it. You're confused, whatever. It's the girls who do it strictly for male attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the girls who are like, oh my God, like I want to like make out with this girl to get this guy's attention for like male validation. I'm like, shut up.
We all know the pick me girl who like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so when that part of the song comes on, I need you to sit down and zip it.
What's that song called? Cairo? Proctor? Kai Hiro?
I think it's just called Lunch, isn't it?
Yeah, that song.
Right?
His lunch, yeah. In Cairo.
What's the other one, like Chihiro or whatever?
That's what I'm talking about. I just read it as Cairo, and then I think about how bad I need my back adjusted every time.
I want my back. Well,
Dr. Javid, please come back from Dubai.
Anyway, Javid, yeah, I think I agree with that, but I can't really, I don't get to say anything about that because I fear that I might be one of the fake lesbians. Not a fake lesbian. I'm just somebody who would go there and really hasn't much.
Yeah, but you're okay. Curious. You're curious. You're a little. I'm talking about the girls who do it strictly
for the girls who are straight.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the straights who are doing it just for like male attention to like appease a guy to, I don't know, some weird fetish.
No, that song definitely, like, I've been seeing a lot of that.
Yeah.
I don't need to cook a bunch of fucking people right now, but like, I.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
Wait, I don't know if that's the symbol, guys. Not for what we've been talking about.
I'm like, that's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay. I want to talk really quickly about Bob Gate, which was a period I've had over the past week where I feel like I have to get a Bob. Okay.
Bob and Gate, like, sounds like a hot guy. God, I want to fuck Bob Gate.
Like Bill Gates, Bob Saget. Okay.
Filled up my house.
May he rest in peace.
I forgot.
So anyway, I had this phase where I like really needed to get a Bob, and I texted everyone I needed validation from, which was literally only Paige, and she said, yes, absolutely,
you
get a Bob.
Really? Me?
Oh yeah.
She said, would it be weird if your co-host had a Bob? I'm like, you mean you?
Anyway, so I really wanted this Bob. I texted Paige, she said I could do it, so I was like, that's all the green light I need. Okay.
That's so nice.
And so then I'm like really scrolling through, because the reason I wanted a Bob was because I found this girl on TikTok who has the cutest Bob I've ever seen. And occasionally I will get tagged in her videos saying, like, you look like Brooke. Okay. So I'm like, maybe we would look similar with a Bob, because like people say we look similar sometimes. So I message her. Every single piece of content she has put out in the past 2 years has been Bob related. Okay. It's all about the Bob. She loves her Bob. She swears by the Bob. Everybody should have a Bob. I message her and I say, you have me in a Bob crisis. She responds immediately and she goes, I know. Do not do it.
What?
She says, I go, wait, what? Like, I thought you were going to say, yeah. She goes, nope, not you.
What? No.
I'm not even kidding. Or like, so, like something like really along those lines where I was like, wait a minute. What? Okay. I said, you have me in a Bob crisis. She says, I know. Don't do it. I say this with love. You're plenty hot as you are. You'll regret it. I go, no, I wanted you to convince me. She said, nope. I like your long hair. And to be clear.
Tell me who and believe it.
Her name is this like really cute girl. But I'm like, I'm with BB and we're reading it and we're like, wait, does she hate me?
What the fuck?
And so I was like, that's really strange, because to be clear, I was not asking her if she thinks I should get a Bob. At all. Yeah. I was asking her if she likes her Bob. Okay. Like, it, are you happy with your Bob? Not, do you personally think I should get a Bob? Because I don't know you at all. So it's like, that was just kind of strange. But I was like, you know what? Maybe she didn't mean it like in a rude way. Okay. So anyway, I'm still stalking her. I'm going through her content. She has another video. Wait, this is going to make it so obvious who it's about. I'm sure she wasn't trying to be mean.
But yes, she... Then, she's the gatekeeper of the Bob.
Apparently she's the only Bob fluencer. but then I watch another video of hers and she's like, who wants to look down at your hands and see red nails? I'm like, oh fuck. And I'm like, oh shit, she got me again. and then just yesterday she posted a video about who should and should not get a Bob.
No.
And her one should not was people with long faces, which is already a major insecurity of mine. I was like, I have to kill myself. No. I swear to God. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is, at this point, it
we
is a targeted
need to
attack.
Bring back curb stomping. After this podcast, fuck going to dinner. Yeah. We're jumping that bitch.
Buy her, like, Bob.
It made me so sad though, because here I am, like, I created this whole imaginary character of her in my head because she's so cute that I was like, oh my God, sweetest angel. I'm gonna be a sweet angel with my Bob. And now I'm like, now I attach her to the Bob, and now I can never cut my hair again in life, because I think she
ruined your Bob.
Yeah, she well, what did I do to her?
Have a long face.
No, I don't think you have a long face, but it is very like we've talked a lot about how you think that like people say that and whatever, and like for her to then Brooke,
and I'm not kidding. Honestly, send her the address. I got a tape measure. Like my face is not that long.
You're beautiful and absolutely the most gorgeous person I've literally ever met.
Well, thank you. And this isn't even like, I'm not fishing. It's just like,
I don't think you're fishing.
It's also like, if somebody asked me, like, you know,
send her my address. Now.
It was so crazy. I just wanted her to say like, yeah, you're going to love it. That's like, I just wanted some insane. Kind of like it's just not like, as scary as you think it is. Like anything along those lines. But instead she said, no, bitch, don't do it. It's not like, for you.
To put it so bluntly like that is like crazy.
Literally like you have. But can you just confirm that I'm not like reading too far into it? I've never met her. We've only followed each other for 3 hours
at
this point.
What the fuck? Imagine Rook Karen-ing someone with a bob. Like, just like your yelling would Please. Be so much more comfy.
I just think
with
it's so chic. Like, a bob is so chic. It's so
you
like,
would look amazing
it's so
cute.
It's so, and I'm so overstimulated by my long hair. I get so much hate for how I always wear my hair slicked, but it's because I cannot have it. Like,
people need to touch fucking grass.
No,
dude,
but
yeah.
Like, I thought it would be so fun. Like, imagine how freeing to get out of the shower, just fucking
you
shake your head and go.
You would look so fucking cute.
Well,
like,
thank
if anyone
you.
Could pull it off, it's you. You're
but
tiny.
Now I can't even do it because if she's right, I will never live it down.
No.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
No, there's no way. And it's such like the it girl hairstyle right now. And I feel like you would slay it. You would look so cute and chic.
I was just going to say like only a special type of person I think can pull off a bob. You have to be so pretty. And like, it's just like, you're perfect for a bob. And that within itself is a win. And like, drop the address.
Like, yeah. I was just kidding. It was just so crazy. I was like, especially because like, I just asked you. So she knew dead ass I was going to watch that video and be like, it's me. I'm the long face.
Why the long face? And what the fuck, you get a bob and suddenly you're fucking Biden of bob?
Yes. She is the bob police. And you know what? That's all I'll say about it.
I'm not even kidding. Freak. She's watching this. I'm looking into the camera. Fuck you. Let's fight.
She's like, and it's that. Well,
what a bitch, dude.
I
it's
don't
funny
get
you
into
and
bullying
me had this
territory.
Whole conversation one time about how like men are so simple. Like, it's like guys are either like, you have on carpenter pants, I have on carpenter pants, let's be bros.
Yes.
Or they're like, I don't like him, he's not chill. And
yes.
There's no in between. Like, a man has never had this conversation about
ever.
Like, I asked him to get a haircut and then like, she said this and it was kind of passive aggressive. Like, it's like only women could ever.
But it yeah. gave me like flashbacks to high school where it's like, I've never, like, listen, I've been the most pick me bitch in the entire world, but never have I ever gotten mad at somebody because they did like the same thing as me or mm-hmm. anything along those lines. I remember I had a friend in high school, I've said this before. Like, she got mad at me because I got the same fucking Converse as her.
Hilarious.
And I was like, another girl got mad at me for getting the same car as her for my 16th birthday. I go, Haley, it's a Kia. I'm Haley Scott. I'll never forget it.
It is like that type of girl is so crazy. Mm-hmm. And they always think they like invented.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Boot cut jeans. They always yeah. think they invented like the bob. Like, it's like.
It's so crazy to me. But you know what?
Like, that's take that nuts. Up with like Jackie Kennedy, bitch.
Yeah.
Did she have a bob?
Now that we're talking about it, she did have a bob.
What's her name, B.O.B.? So they're calling you Bob. You need it.
You
I think
should just send
so
her,
cute.
Brooke Amber, please, I'll literally pay money. Send her a voice memo right now of that excerpt of that song. Like, B.O.B. calling me Bob, just in her messages, please.
I'm too scared. And I don't, like, maybe she really didn't even mean to be mean, but I feel like she should really think about what she's saying sometimes.
I'm imagining her Bob firing her up like a helicopter.
Like that. Oh, good shit. Anyway, I gotta keep my long hair for at least another 6 months just for the
no. I think you should.
You think I should?
You
cut
should
a bob
stand your ground.
Her?
Yeah, yeah. Stand your ground. Cut a bob.
Stand on bobness.
Dude, thank you, Paige. Brain rot humor.
So wait. Beep, beep, boo, boo, ah, joke.
So stupid.
Dude.
I'm glad the internet is coming around to Benny Blanco.
Me too. I love him.
I'm so happy
Benny
for him.
Benny Bobco. No. Bobby Blanco. Bobby Blandino.
No. It's never
Benny
that.
In your car, Benny Bronco. Benny in the rainstorm, Benny Poncho. Benny with your hair, Benny Blondo.
I don't have anything. I'm not quick enough for this podcast, apparently.
No. Be quicker, Benny Pronto.
I'm like, Con, Con, Sean, I got
that
nothing.
That was good. Benny in a smalls, Benny Condo. I'm done. Start talking, so please. Cut her off, cut her off.
God, I need to start taking improv classes or something, seriously. No. I just did Ridiculousness.
Oh my God.
And right before that, Tana, like, I'm all nervous. I'm in Hawaii and I'm like, Tana, I got to get home. Like, I'm really nervous to do Ridiculousness. I swear to God, next thing she goes, it's so fucking scary and so hard. You have to be so, I go, why would you say that?
It's more so that, like, I just, like, it's like the set. Like, you get on it and you feel like you're like, on, so like, official. Jeopardy.
Like, yeah, it's like, it was very, like, you know, they sent a car. I show up. Everybody's, like, outside to gather you. It was, like, a whole thing. And I was like,
how was it?
It was so good. It was fun. But I had to drink.
Did you?
I had to smuggle alcohol in and I had to drink.
Understandable. Did you feel like you, like, would do it again? You liked it? Like, it was fun?
I would love to do it again. But it went by so fast. I did two episodes in literally, like, what felt like 30 minutes.
Dude.
That's crazy.
And we just started. Like, it was, like, I was just sitting there and all of a sudden.
So fucking fun, though. Wait, and, like, you so being cool. able to be good at that is genuinely, like, a test to you being fucking good at what you do. Like,
well, I don't know if I was good at it or not. Again, I drank and I just, it flew by so fast. I don't remember anything that was said. It was like, I was so nervous because it was like, I've been watching Rob Dyrdek since like Robin Big, like Fantasy Factory. Mm-hmm. Like, I was obsessed. So it was just like,
you like black out while you're doing it.
I was literally, it was crazy.
I thought it was the hardest thing ever. I also did it like Jake Paul was Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, he asked me about you. He was like, we talked a lot about the tour and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he said that you guys did like your own version of it.
It's called Bustedness. No one's picking that show up. And it was me and Mike Malak. You know, I didn't get a word in.
Oh, no.
Like, it was just like, so beyond not it.
Wait, so but. Who is it? It's Rob Dyrdek. It was you instead of Chanel West Coast. Is it still CeeLo?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
CeeLo
oh
Green?
Is it? Yeah. No, it's CeeLo.
You're telling me there's CeeLo Green and CeeLo Brim?
Those are two completely different names, yes.
Driving around town.
wasn't him, but that would have been a hoot.
He's hot though.
He's really hot.
I also did an episode with that guy Jeremy Meeks, who was like famous for having the hot mug shot.
Yeah,
and he just sat there mewing the whole time.
Prison day. I saw him at Target one time. He almost cut me.
So hot.
Like cut you? No, with prison.
Yeah.
Oh, with his jawline.
Yeah.
Like sexy
in line because he's a troublemaker.
Anyway,
it was really fun.
I'm really proud of you and like so fucking, I could just see you absolutely crushing that. And it's, I've been watching so much Ridiculousness because of like the cable TV of it all. And I was watching
it. It's so fun.
Nina Agdal on it and stuff. And I was like, Brooke would just like crush this. Like it's, I can't, we should have a whole viewing party.
We have
for your episode.
To.
Hopefully it's funny. If it's not, please don't tell me. I'm literally going to kill myself.
No, I know you crush. You are so funny and quick and witty. Like I know you slayed. I know you slayed.
And until there's a fucking, What were we talking
Benny
about?
Blanco
Benny
off.
Blanco off.
Blanco.
No, but seriously, I love Benny Blanco and I'm glad they're giving him his flowers.
I think Benny Blanco is like the way people think about like Glenn Powell. Like I think he's the most eligible bachelor. He is.
Yeah, really like, it really got me when people started like, when obviously he started dating Selena and he just got cooked online and everyone's like, what the fuck? And
that's I understood it
to like to my core. Like I really did not even, I don't know.
That's the hottest type of guy you can be with. And I stand
and
on that.
You know he so kisses secure. Her fucking toes.
He does. Did you see him talking about what he did for Valentine's Day?
Mm-mm.
He's like, yeah, I rented out a theater and I thought of every single food that she's ever liked. And I like, I made sure I had it all ready for her. Like I got fried pickles and like I made, he was like in there like hibachi grilling Stop. Himself. And he took out the, she doesn't like movie theater seats. She wanted a couch. So he took out the movie theater seats.
Stop.
Put in couches. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Where was Benny Blanco 3 years ago? Just I'm kidding, Selena. I would never. Selen eaters. That's another scary group.
Oh yeah. They ride at dawn.
They do. Honestly, with the Swifties, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're all like one big
group. No, I love Benny Blanco. I think he's so hot.
I do too. I really do. I remember I told you this when it happened, but I saw him at his 4th of July party and he has his eyes like there's like he has the light eyes and like I swear he looked at me and I was like, I'm in love with you.
I Except love a guy not that's like funny and you don't know what their dick's about. No, but I'm saying like there's a chance that like he has like a like
that he's hung with a horse.
What?
There's a chance. I fear we're like hypersexualizing people like to a point where, that we're gonna get in trouble for.
That's
like
it called histrionic personality disorder, and I might have it.
What the fuck?
I'm not kidding.
Wait, what is it when you like hypersexualize?
Histrionic personality disorder. I definitely have it. It's actually like crazy. Wait, let me look it up. Hold on.
I fear there's a few personality disorders like that would come before that one for you.
For sure. No, it's low. It's not even in the draft, but like I could pick it up. You know what I mean?
There's no shame in the personality disorder game.
Seductive or provocative behavior. Shifting emotions.
Ooh. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
I'm seeing signs in me, not you.
I really might.
But I'm not very sexual. Maybe I would have been if I discovered masturbation sooner.
Yeah, you're a late bloomer.
It's I was so just crazy. Bored and we had like not a lot of money, you know what I mean? So I had to make shit shake.
Literally.
Oh my God, I just feel bad for your household items. Do you think your mom's going to see this and know now?
I pray she's not watching. I told her not to.
That's fair.
Ooh, don't want her to know I'm humping pillows.
My mom's definitely watching. It's the only content she can consume these days.
JoJo Siwa's 21st.
Yeah, is there something I should know about?
Yeah. She blacked out at Epcot. She was blacked
out. Oh, are you not up to date fully on this lore?
Brooke is the funniest thing. She's dressed like a construction worker. Like, bedazzled.
I think I did see that. Let me see if I can look it up.
Construction vest. She was wearing Tim's. She was wearing Tim's.
I do think Tim should come back. Like, I really like that.
No, I'm sorry, but the finally 21 glasses pulled that look together. Get her on the Met carpet.
She's like, camp if she's nothing else.
It was, dude. She's really got the story arc right now where it's like the type of person to just sewer slide in a couple years.
Yeah.
Ooh, wait. Wait. That got dark.
Oh, that's not. Oh, but I sensed it.
Wait. I don't know if that's where we were going with this, but I do think that this is good education for you in regards to what a Hey Mama's lesbian is, in fact.
Wait, show.
She called Brie a Hey Mama's lesbian and go, Brie is not. This is a Hey Mama's
but
lesbian.
She's got two hats and some cargo shorts on, you know?
Two hats.
No, but like she would say Hey Mama's.
Well, yeah, she would.
Not in a bad way. JoJo could get it.
Well,
what?
Well, not like 21.
Dude. I fear we are getting into like major bullying territory with JoJo though. Like, you know,
but this is giving Sims randomizer for the fit. Like,
I think it's a bit though. I think that she knows what she's doing. It's hilarious.
In this clip, in this video, she's doing a sing along to Karma. She's going to random people at Epcot going, Karma's a.
It's gotta be hard for her to know who's on her side right now. You know what I mean? Like, are they laughing with me or at me?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't ever want to breach the territory of like, I'm talking about something too much. But it's like, she keeps feeding me.
And she's doing it to herself. I'm sorry.
I think she's slaying whatever she means to be doing because she has to mean to be doing
this. Fuck the Dancing Lobsters. I'm wearing that on stage in Oakland, California, first of all. The sing-along was just so wild because it wasn't like she had a phone out or she, it was just genuine, like imagine we were at WeHo Bistro in an hour and I'm sitting there and I'm like, fuck on your bitch like I'm, no one knows.
They know.
But like
the person recording walks away, she goes, happy birthday. JoJo goes, you too. Bitch was blacked out.
But, or was she faking hammered?
No.
Is she with Tyler Cameron? Oh, I forgot they're besties. Wait, why are you checking her out like that? Shit, I don't want to burn a Tyler Cameron bridge.
On a complete side note, though, fuck meeting Mickey and Minnie and Daffy and Donald.
Yeah, like I would be to meet at Disneyland.
I would be so stoked if I saw JoJo Siwa at Disneyland.
I'm like, we got Goofy at home.
I love people who are like psychoanalyzing it and being like, what if JoJo just like popped out with like a blowout? And a sundress.
It is so, it's actually like sad the way society is because like if she
did pop out with a blowout, a sundress, a smoky wing.
Yeah, are we judging her for her appearance, perhaps?
Yes. Perhaps. Like, if she was doing the exact same things but looked different, I think people would be, not looked like her physical makeup, but like her accessorizing and whatnot. Like, if she was dressed like a normal civilian, I think people would be so much less mean.
But still just doing like the sing-along karaoke in Epcot, like blacked out.
But it's all the bit. That's what I'm saying. Like she's always been exactly good at that. And that's why she's made hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's so true. It's also like, dude, goddamn. If I made the JoJo Bo amount of money by that age, yeah, I'm absolutely going out in public and like farting on people. Like you're done. Yeah. You don't have to worry about, like, you know what I mean? And like you're financially set. So it's like farting
on people. She goes, like, it's crazy to me that like there's not regulations on that. You know how all the Disney kids like weren't allowed to do anything? Like, is there somebody in an office somewhere?
Makoa just went and saw Planet of the Apes and he was like, you would love this movie, babe, because the entire time they're doing few word do trick. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so I'm so few word do trick coded. I was saying that I think that that's a big reason why I don't know how to drive.
There's no words required, actually.
Well, no, you have to take driver's ed to pass this test, right? And I have this fucking driver's ed teacher, dude. And it's like, oh my God, I would call him on Zoom every week and I'd be like, how do you turn left? You know, I know nothing, starting from the basics, right? What the fuck does yield mean, right? And I would ask him these simple questions and then this man would like go on a fucking wraparound tangent with like Star Wars references about, and like, I've never seen Star Wars and like trying to teach me. And I love few word do trick. That's it. It was horrible.
You should have a person like who doesn't speak English teach you.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's like you really do have to only like, you know, you're going to learn one day.
You'll get there.
There is this dentist in Hollywood. He's not mine. Okay. He's not my dentist.
Or
he's not
ours.
Oh, your dentist. All. Yeah. Whoever goes to him's teeth probably stay the fuck in their skull. Right. Sorry, my teeth fall out. I have the right to be a little upset, right?
Ours stay in.
If your teeth were popping out like Legos, you would feel how I feel. You know what I mean? But this isn't even about whatever. But I found out that there's this Hollywood dentist who has a wife, a kid, if you were to do trick. He has a wife and kids, like all this stuff. And like so normal family man. He's all up in these like celebrities' mouths and shit, right? On the low, he is closeted. And asking like male Instagram models to send him nudes in exchange for free dental work.
What?
And they're doing it.
What?
Yeah, I hate that, but I also hate this conversation because he's gonna see it.
It's literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? What?
It is.
And I know someone who did it. They sent a gooch pic in exchange for an Invisalign tray.
That's crazy. How did you hear that?
That, you know, I tried to do that. I tried to munch box for my IV nurse. Didn't work out.
Tried.
Munched box.
Fully.
I think it's good that they're not offering services in exchange for sexual acts.
If I could.
Have you ever traded sexual acts for product? I know you have because I have too. And we just talked about it before this episode started.
What was it for?
An artist pass to Coachella.
Oh.
But I was already hooking up with him.
Listen, my AI right now is fucking calling someone a slur. So, I think you won. I wish I sucked instead of...
You said you did.
I've definitely, like... Well, you know that I...
Were you just trying to make me feel normal?
I fucked this guy because this is when I was drunk, okay? Obviously. I fucked this guy because I thought his parents owned Disney.
Despite me having told her several times that they did not. Especially because he was my friend that I've had for fucking 7 years. And she was telling me, she was drunk, and she's telling me over and over again, yes, they do. They own Disney. First of all, no one just owns
like
Disney.
Like, are you fucking Walt?
And is walking around. Like, she really thought that he was just, like, hanging out with us commoners and owned Disney.
Yeah, I remember this era.
Yeah, no, I fucked CeeLo Green type. He looks nothing like CeeLo Green.
You didn't even get, like... a Magic Kingdom pass out of it. You didn't get anything.
So that crazy. Was like a big problem of mine is I like would hear something about someone or like get convinced that like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was like the game of telephone, except it was all happening in your head.
Oh my God, when she tried to pimp me out to cause she
yep, just like that.
Meatball sub. Mm-hmm. The man looked like a grilled cheese.
It's so funny.
The heat miser.
Oh yeah, he looks like the heat miser.
It's so funny because I should have never tried to pimp you out to that man, okay? I just want to let you know I'm really sorry.
No, like, no, I understand completely.
I thought it could be really amazing and beneficial, and it just really wasn't at all. But it's so funny because to this day, if I get Paige talking about him, she goes on a tangent. What did you say about him the other day? He looks like he's storing food for the winter in his cheeks.
Oh, no, he's so puffy. It looks like he's storing acorns in his cheeks. As I agree.
He's so horrible that I am not above shaming him in every single way about his looks.
He is horrible. He is the best candidate I've ever seen for buckle fat removal.
Honestly, we should refer him.
He looks like honestly,
I've never had it.
Permanent wisdom tooth surgery.
Aw.
No. Sorry.
No.
I don't he's think so fucking be. Horrible. He was so I remember creepy. I met him at Stagecoach and he could not stop talking to me about how he lost his Rolex and it was uninsured and he didn't mind because he could buy 100 of them in a day. And I'm like,
no, I'm allowed to come for his looks because I'm not kidding. This man would get like actually mad at me. Like borderline violent because like I didn't want to sleep with him.
Ew, I hate that so yeah, fucking
like,
much.
He would be like, fuck this. Like, I remember he tried to like get me to nap with him. And then I was like, no, I'm good. And he was like, well, fuck this. Then I'm canceling the whole fucking trip. Like, you guys can just go the fuck home then. You won't have a place to sleep, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, calm down, sub.
What I hate people like that.
Calm down, meatball.
Oh my God. I remember I had a story literally exactly like that's the fucking worst yes. genre person. And I still see him. I saw him at the guest compound in fucking at Coachella. And he is just our friends are friends with him. And he literally told me that he was no longer going to buy my flight home because I didn't want to hook up with him. And he said that I couldn't come up from the basement. He locked me in the basement.
Where my hug at final boss mode. Like, what the fuck are you saying? That's like, if not you kidding. Have to do that, how is it even like, oh my God. It's actually like murderous. It's yes. so funny too, because it's like, you can sit here right now and say like you did not touch that man and we like yeah we still ran his pockets.
That's true, but you took over. She ended up slaying because I was like
I was scared for you and I was like oh
I know I was like I want nothing to do with this man, he's fucking vile, makes me sick. And Tana's like don't worry I got this. Befriended him, was like oh my God, like you're just so fun, you're everything.
If he were to flex only and not try to solicit like sexual favors, maybe you would have been like, oh, that's kind of hot, and like wanted to do it.
But I don't even like the flexing. It's so corny to me.
That's my problem with it. Is like I was with a friend, same thing at Stagecoach, who was like, but he's so rich. And I'm like, it is the most unattractive, disgusting, disturbing thing in the world when a guy is telling me mm-hmm. how rich he is.
I went on 17 dates with that man.
Oh my God.
Bamboozled. I beamed.
Oh wait, no, this is a different. Well, I'm talking about.
Oh.
I'm not talking about that guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
But they were like literally sword fighting basically at state, like having a competition about who had the nicer watch. And I'm like, we're at a country music festival.
I will welcome that energy if I'm reaping the benefits. But if you're just like, I've never like that guy, for example, is always flexing. But then like, I'm not going to buy a woman anything, yada, yada. It's like, yeah, who is this for then?
Yeah. Then why are you flexing to me that you have 10 Rolexes and you're going to take us to this place?
Because right, it for blah, other blah. Guys,
because like, I want to be so clear. Be. That is your only value.
Did they make you face the corner as a kid? Like, are you making up for something? I just don't get it.
Trevi, do you want to come on?
Can I just say that this couch right now is my dream smack pack. This like the people on this couch. If I was not me, like, and I walked into this, like, imagine this couch roasting you.
Oh, fuck.
Like, you're never recovering.
Can I confess something? And that now that you just brought that up. Okay, remember we were watching the roast of Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And this is maybe sensitive if you want to cut this out. But TanaCon, there was this whole segment that I was going to do on stage. Like, it was a full, like, 45-minute thing. And it was, like, the roast of Tana Mojo. And I was, like, the roast master. Do you not remember any of this?
I don't remember anything.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
There's like a whole note section I have in my phone, and it was like gonna be like me, Shane, Ricky Dillon, and like all these people who were going to TanaCon.
I want it to happen now. I still want the roast of Tana Mojo to happen. I think it would be so much fun.
I've been actually like, debating. Like, I'm definitely so debating it, but that's so fucking funny. That like lineup, nightmare blunt rotation.
Fucking sponsored by After Party. Get it, the Kia Forum.
I don't know. We might have lost Kia After Party Forum after this first part of this podcast.
Oh no.
My AI is wilding.
Mm-hmm. Your AI is like developing consciousness. It's like saying shit to other people.
No, it is.
Her AI starts it's like bossing me around.
Starts sending the fans like articles of every one of her scandals.
Oh, don't give her ideas.
I'm no, know, I'm sorry. Fire. Tan AI.
Her AI is texting me like, I need blue vape.
Trubby, do you have the note still? Like, what? Do you even remember what you were gonna say?
Clop, clop. Remember when Amaria used to always do that? Clop, clop.
My iCloud should come clutch. But I did black out in New York that one time and punched Jordan Rona in the face. So I lost like half my shit.
Could be worse. One time I blacked out and made out with him.
Oh, and I want to leave that in because why did that happen?
I was into it at the time.
Could we insert the video of me punching Jordan Rona in the face?
You have a video?
My God.
Wait, I've never seen it.
Okay, quick, really funny story. This was.
I found it. It's a whole thing.
Go now.
I'm really... Well, this was like pre-transition, so it's like I'm like gonna have to like figure out how to reword this and if it's even funny at all. Hi everyone, welcome to the roast of Tana Mojo. My name is Trevi Moran, or as most of you used to know me, used to be famous for O2L. Or as most of you know me, the kid we all knew would be trans after seeing the X Factor audition. I'm happy to be here roasting Tana at the first ever TanaCon.
Oh my god, babe. That's vintage. That is like really like an artifact.
That's vintage,
not the relic.
Okay. But I'm so sorry to also announce that it'll probably be her last because I don't know how many scandals her career can fucking handle.
Not the That's foreshadowing.
Crazy.
Oh, this, my God. Made it happen, honestly.
I know, the Manifestation Station Nation. Wait, but June 18th, 2018. Crazy.
Whoa.
Here we have Christine Sidelko.
Oh. Wait, it was that close to your Christmas birthday?
Yeah. Because I said Christma, and then Christine Sidelko, a well-respected Viner that successfully crossed over to YouTube, points to crowd, sit the fuck down, Logan Paul.
Was Logan cocaine. Paul at TanaCon?
No.
Oh.
I didn't know the Paul brothers yet. But what's funny is like, I think,
oh, maybe I
or
just,
no, I did know Jake, like a little bit, like, but... What made us like, I think they liked TanaCon like that. In like the first couple vlogs of me like, and Jake, he was like, TanaCon, like he was like...
Was that before or after the... Never mind.
I'm sorry. Can what? I just continue for 2 seconds?
Yes.
This is crazy. So apparently I thought Logan Paul was going to be there for some reason, but I said, or maybe it was a joke, but I said, speaking of other successful Viners turned YouTubers, we have Logan Paul here tonight. Come on out, Logan. Oh, I'm just kidding. He's doing an apology tour right now in Tokyo.
I'm insane. Funny.
That's good.
Hi, Ashley Schwan. How are you? You guys like Ashley? Yeah, I love Tana after Facetune too. That's insane.
That's brutal. Stop.
Here we have Elijah Daniel. You know what's special about you? Honestly, nothing. You just call yourself gay. I am. That is so mean.
I love it.
Trevi, I found the video.
I love you, Elijah. I love you, Elijah. I love you, Elijah. I love you, Elijah. Sorry, go.
Okay. I just want to tell, this is at the same time of like the Mario onesie stilettos. Like Trevi was just the most unhinged she had ever been, right? And we used to always go to this restaurant in New York called Vandal.
They clump us every time.
Fly High Vandal. They burnt down. And I remember when they burnt down, like a part of me left the world, right?
Was it actual burned? They actually burnt down.
And they burnt down. So we were on one of these balls to the wall New York trips. I feel like we would always all go to New York. It's me, Jordan, Trevi, Hunter. Thank you, like, sister. Amari, like all of us, and everyone is fucking shit-faced. In this same trip at one point, Trevi lost her phone or broke her phone and was taking a MacBook Pro out to the club.
There's hammered. No way. No. There's videos no way. Of it.
Well, the reason I lost my, fucked up my phone is because I blacked out, changed the passcode on it because I didn't want a bouncer to get into my phone because a bouncer was trying to get into my phone to see a picture of my ID or something. So I changed the passcode in front of him. Or no, he held onto my fake ID and my phone.
Shut up.
And I like changed my passcode so he couldn't get into my phone. He said he'd give him back to me after I left, but he had to hold my phone as like collateral for something. Doesn't make sense. Changed it. Forgot it. Next
MacBook
day.
Pro in the club hammered. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. No, it's so funny looking back on it. Like, how can I just like ruin Jordan's night? You know what I mean? Right. And Trevi decided that in the middle of New York City, her bit for the night was going to be playing Frogger with the traffic, like running in between cars, like Crossy Road.
Oh, you know what I mean? But is like, that like subconsciously like Sewer Slidle?
Yeah, a lot like, of sewer slide talking today. Well,
but I mean, it's like a past version of me that was like struggling with addiction. So like, I feel like it's like appropriate to talk about because like, I mean, we all have had our ideations, right? Mm. But like, why was I playing hopscotch in fucking New York City traffic on Bowery, babe?
I don't know, but I'm really happy we've moved past it.
And so Jordan's just frantic. You know, this is his client, right? He's trying to get Trevi out of the street, out of the traffic. We're all screaming from the sidelines. But I'm low-key like, go get to the median, girl. Like, it's this whole thing, right? And in this video, you see Jordan Morono running into oncoming traffic to save Trevi. And Trevi roundhouse Mike Tyson's Jordan.
Like, now.
I know. Jordan, go.
Is that Hunter?
Stop.
Trevor, get it.
Dude. Run.
Well, they run into each other.
My heel comes off.
Oh, my God. What's happening? His heel's in the street.
What the fuck is this?
Roundhouse.
Don't fucking touch me. Let me slow it down.
No.
You can zoom in on a video, too.
Wait for it.
Well, because, but listen,
Jordan
had a black eye and I still stayed signed with him and I still got signed or we still both got paid for MTV that weekend. So, I mean, like he left with a black eye.
That is,
I'm like, big whoop.
So I'm like, maybe stole some money, but hey.
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
What do you remember from MTV?
I was low key, like still shit faced the entire time. Like when episodes were airing, I was in rehab. Like I would like the rehab would like surround the TV and we'd like airplay it to the TV because they're like, oh my God, like this girl that is like in our rehab is like on this MTV show. And I'm like detoxing, like fucking shaking. And I'm like, I'm a star, you know, but
that feels like a lifetime ago.
There was this one episode where we all went out for that girls' night out. You were there. Mm-hmm. You were blonde.
I was.
God, you look so much better now. I mean, I looked like fucking shit back then.
No, but it was crazy. That like someone tagged me in something. And they were like, Brooks had so much work done since then. I'm like, really? No, I had so much work done then.
Mm-hmm. I had on 70 necklaces. They were like weighing me to the ground.
And I'm on that less is more shit right now too.
Same.
Me with a full fucking glam, full fucking
you
rows of extensions.
You literally look flawless.
What the fuck, God. Trevi?
Oh my God. I love this.
I came from my podcast, so that's why I'm like full glam. I was like 2 days sober. I really wanted to like relapse. Like I was used to like getting drunk with you, getting drunk with Makoa, Amari, Ashley, all like that was our thing. Like we were so young and like that's all that we used to do. Like unfortunately, but fortunately today, like we all found a new way to bond. But back then it's like you party till you fucking drop. And that's how I found my best friends. Some people you don't like get to escape that with. Like you have your party friends and then they don't actually like stay your real friends once you get sober.
Mm, we ate with that.
So it's like, we ate with that. Very grateful that I'm here and like still hanging out. but still kicking. But there was this, like, I was visibly upset and like visibly angry. And I remember one of the producers saw me get up and go outside because I was like low-key having a breakdown and like Ashley was following me. And then the whole camera crew like followed us outside like during my like actual breakdown. Like I wanted to relapse so bad. And well, they followed me and they're like, sorry, go.
No, go ahead.
And they followed me outside. And I remember the producer being like, Trevi, like speak more into your mic, like show us more emotion. Like, how do you really feel? Ashley, ask her questions. And it's the same shit with X Factor too. When I passed out on X Factor and my mom, I was like literally like fainting in the middle of this arena at X Factor. And like all the producers, like they don't care about your feelings. Like they want good TV.
They're like ratings.
Yeah. And they tell my mom, I think, did I say this in the last canceled time I was on canceled? I don't know. But they told my mom, they're like, all right, mom, now look a little bit more concerned. Like as I'm like on the floor, like literally like foaming at the mouth as like this 13-year-old.
I don't understand how anyone has ever done like seasons of reality television like that. Cause I remember even back in the day, allegedly saying like, we shouldn't bring Trevi to this girl's night because she's trying to get sober. Right. And then it was like, then the whole like
episode was revolved around that.
The whole episode was made to make it look like I was like, no, come, relapse.
Yes. And the articles, do you remember the article that was just like, it slammed you? And then like Twitter was like, this is all Tana's fault for me. I'm like, no, I wanted to get fucking airtime, but not like that. But still, like it just, they really painted you out to be the demon, like the people in the editing.
That's so scary that like producers can just like make your edit however they want to. Like Hannah Burner was talking to us about that, how like they would have her literally record things after the fact for Summer House and they'd have her say like, where is he? And then they'd play it 60 times to make it look like she was like, where is he? Where is he? Where is he?
Yes.
Like, it's so
scary. That was
scary.
Why I wasn't cut out for it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to do reality TV like that. I already have a bad edit on our own show.
Well, you think that like a finance man or like someone who works in a morgue, like someone like sick would have a job like that. Like someone real sick is a TV producer. That's where the real sick people are.
Careful. Her parents are morticians.
I know.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It is so crazy. Do you ever like spend time there?
Yeah. I would like go with my mom to embalm the bodies.
Wait.
That's so crazy.
It explains everything about you, though.
It's
like because those are your formative years, and you're like embalming bodies.
Uh-huh.
What does that even mean? Like they stuff them with Aquaphor and give them a Laura Mercier bake?
Yeah, my mom was like giving them like the beat.
What?
No, but seriously, she would like go do house call removal. So she'd go to the house like when someone passed away, get the body, like put it in a hearse.
Remember, house
like,
that was call just removal, for- like my
Kim Dow, like Kim Dow, like coming house, removal.
Yeah, house call removal. So she would like go get the body, bring them to like the funeral home,
right.
And she would embalm them. So it's like you take out the organs, like this and that, you pump them with fluid, and then she would also do like, she would get them ready for the wake. So she would like get them dressed and like do like their hair and makeup and stuff.
How do you get them dressed?
I don't know.
Oh, Tana's gonna have to have a Miami lash on the side.
Not kidding.
Do you think Alexis Oakley would do a body?
If
the rate was right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, if T dies in like the way future, Alexis Oakley better be ready.
Get ready with me to do a funeral.
And she would make 60 TikToks.
Do you think she'd make 60 TikToks?
Mm-hmm.
I would
want that, though.
Yeah, I would want that, too.
That's my favorite bit right now, which is the fact that Alexis Oakley will make content out of everything. Like, it's so inspirational.
But it's iconic.
No, that's what I'm saying. If I have so much as like a cramp, I'm not making a video for a week. You know what I mean? And she has her whole face literally stitched up and upside down right now. And she's like, get ready with me to make a coffee.
She woke up from her surgery and she went, deep, 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 ding. She's like, hi, guys.
Props to her.
Props to everyone. I'm not kidding. The influencers. I'm like, it's only my third day out here. I don't know. I'm like on my second TikTok ever. And I'm like, this shit is fucking.
What? Ooh. What are you feeling?
No, it's a lot. Like, I'm not kidding. I was doing my little get ready with me today. And I was like, I would forget a step. I'd have to go back editing.
Well, that's a lot. That's why I have so much respect for the makeup girls. But like, I feel like your thing is going to just always be like, just you have a funny thought, TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tried to do like the get ready with me thing today. And I was like, never again. And you should have seen me editing.
What is the story behind
it?
Okay,
it was Amari's birthday. And we were in like the whatever hotel in Vegas. And we all had to like team up for rooms. And at first I was going to stay in Lila and Ari's room, and then I got booted. So then I went into Trevi. It was you and Natalie in a room. And everyone's like, okay, it's going to be you with Trevi and Natalie. And I go, oh, okay, sorry.
No. I go, Paige, you're going to sleep with me, right? And you go, okay, slay.
The because you snore so loud.
Not anymore. I do. No, what I don't
do
know what happened.
Not anymore.
I don't know what happened. I had the surgery when I was in New York. I did like a whole.
Trust me, I swear to God, in your sleep, you'll be like making a ham sandwich.
You recently were on a plane with me and we were in a hotel together. We were fully in Coachella when you woke me up from the rooster.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold the phone.
Was I snoring?
Actually, no. No, but you did disrupt my sleep.
Trevi came into my room like,
I had my first experience where Brooke was mean to me.
Yeah. You scared me.
Wait, oh my God. I thought that it was like lighthearted and funny. Were you actually?
Brooke, you came guns a-blazing. And I get it because if I was you and I heard that fucking rooster.
Wait, to show what your alarm is, first of all.
So I will say that it is my forever trigger because it's been your alarm for a decade.
It's been my alarm for a decade. So it's a computer. If you go on the Mac App Store, this is not sponsored at all,
no,
but it's an
shit.
App called Wake Up Time. And it's basically a glorified alarm clock. And even if your computer volume is low, so like I can fall asleep to a podcast with the volume on like 2, the app at the time you're supposed to wake up automatically turns up your computer volume and blasts any noise you want. And then there's default sounds. I chose rooster, duh. Because it's like, I don't know, it's giving like I wake up like in a farm, like my husband's like wearing like a straw hat. He's like, wake up, we gotta feed the chickens. Like, anyway,
we were literally 2 rooms over. It was going off for 2 hours.
Okay.
I heard it too. That was so good.
I was so furious. Finally went in there and go, wake the fuck up.
You literally, the door, like, you know, like when you swing a door open and then it like bounces off the wall. Like that's what initially woke me up.
I apologize for that. Although literally I stand by what I said. Like, wake up, seriously.
You screamed in my face. You shut my laptop. You said, wake the fuck up. And then I had no, like, I immediately like exited REM. Like I didn't have a moment where I was like, what?
If I recall, I did apologize.
You fully did.
Oh, okay.
No, you fully did. I mean, like,
okay, good.
No, you fully slid, and I like had to wake up, or else I wouldn't have made that.
Okay, slid.
Or else I wouldn't have made that Interscope party, and then
Paige and I
wouldn't have gone to Gaga. So it's like, you technically slid my life.
Had us go to Chromatica Ball.
But yeah, no, it was really scary. And I just looked at you. I go like, this is you. This is me.
It's so admirable though, because I can like, I literally just sense that my alarm is about to go off and I wake up.
I have like a sixth sense.
I could sleep through Hiroshima. I don't know what Hiroshima is. Immediate apology.
Hiroshima, I believe.
Get it out of the way now, where they dropped the
atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Like in Oppenheimer.
What makes a bomb atomic?
When you fucking fart.
Atomic Tom. What makes a bomb atomic?
I think you separate an atom, and that's like what nuclear power is.
How the hell?
Yeah, I'm like, what is this?
Isn't that what it is when they separate an atom, and that's like nuclear? Yeah.
What are you using, a KitchenAid knife?
That's what they're trying to do in Oppenheimer. Right. That's what they're trying to do is split an atom.
How do you even get an atom? I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, they're everywhere. Like I'm saying, like, what fucking type of knife?
I got one.
You did well. You got plenty. I think
I'm like making an atomic bomb
now. We're made of atoms. Isn't that weird? You ever just like think about like weird science facts? Like there's just like you're fully made of like billions and billions of moving, vibrating atoms.
Like no, the fuck, I'm not. I can't speak on anybody else. Like I'm not made of a billion atoms. Okay, I'm made of nail glue, lash glue, and cheese
and hyaluronic acid. In the cheeks, in the chin, in the lips and nose, in the neck, forehead, brow lift, there she goes.
Wow.
Did you just make that up?
No, I wrote it on the way here. Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, I gotta go.
It's a little overstimmy with 4 people. Mm. And I know that. I know 4 is a crowd. But this is my crowd.
I mean, I also will just shut up next time.
Never shut up. Never shut up.
Never do your sparkle.
I'm like,
that's a Paige endorsement.
Brooke, never shut the fuck up.
Thank you, Paige.
Honestly.
I'm so proud of you, Paige. I know I told you that, but I'm just like, you are so funny. And it's just like time for people to just like see that, slay that. And I just like.
I want to platform her so hard.
20%.
Right.
I'm literally back.
I'm thinking about.
I'm QLB.
And I'm like, just a few more followers and she can quit.
I've been fucking dying at Trevi with Trevi's been hitting I'm QLB. Like I'm quite literally begging.
Oh, I was like, yeah, QLB. Oh, okay, I didn't know what I meant.
I've been
QLB.
Really? Yeah, QLB.
Hilarious. Well, thank you. Yeah.
I want to start a canceled network and I want to give Paige a show and I'm saying it now.
You I feel like you could like, you you, like Madeline Argy style where you literally just talk and talk and talk by yourself and I would watch it for fucking 24 hours a day.
I am good at flapping my gums.
And you have so many fun. Like my favorite thing is like all your little like Massachusetts like lingo or like you always teach me new like catchphrases.
You know, I got a comment on my TikTok today. I'm like, go watch it. I got a comment and someone goes, where are you from? What's that accent? I go, oh, brother, here we go. Isabella thought I was from the South.
No.
Isabella fully thought I was Southern.
It's because you are just constantly hitting like a, and that zest gonna grind my.
Yeah, and you always say like,
grind my gears. Yeah,
rustles my feathers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What no, it's it? Been a dog's age. I'm like,
it's
who's
been a dog's
dog?
Age. Yeah, ruffle my feathers, stir my soup, grind my gears.
No, 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 what's the new one? Oh, no, that's yours. Rats. I'm like, rats?
Rats?
The fuck you mean? You've never seen a rat in your life. The only rat you've seen is fucking club rats in Vegas. I'm serious.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and the only tail they got on them is the fucking toilet paper from the bathroom.
Well, catch me on the canceled rats. Network.
Not kidding. Anyway. Can't wait. It's so funny because it's like, I'm really thinking about doing this, but like, I'm thinking about the Unwell Network and like their office and like Harry Jowsey and like Madeline Argy. Like, it's going to be us. In like a hut yeah. somewhere. And I'm going to be like, this is the canceled network. And it's going to be gone in 3 months like Dizzy. But coming soon.
It's us just like working out of your bed. Crumbs.
I really think though that like you guys, like I know it's funny to like degrade and like shit. But like this is one of the top podcasts in the world. And you guys are fucking iconic. Like you could sign whoever you want and make something any like successful as long as you... are consistent
see,
and higher.
Fun.
Yeah, but Tana, like you really could
thank
do
you,
like
Trevi.
I know, but like from where we all came from, it's like anything is possible. Like where we're fucking sitting right now, like of course we could push.
That's
the
so
bucket.
True. And she got me off the streets. Don't forget it.
Yeah, that's true. So, she scooped me up.
Yeah. Simon Cowell scooped me up.
Well, we're in Massachusetts.
And Brittany, she was on the show. Oh my God, I just remembered. Could you imagine after I like sang Sexy and I Know, she goes, yeah, that am I.
Wait, she was a judge?
She was yes. one of the judges.
Shut
have
the
you not
fuck
seen?
Up. No,
yeah.
Of course I have. I watch it every time it comes
I mean,
on my
she did
page.
Have like written feedback notes in front of her because she like couldn't like say anything of her own, but like.
Oh,
that's the craziest
that.
Lore.
Yeah, I don't want like there's huge Britney lore on like what happened like off the cameras.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What else? Can you or no?
Yeah, I so I'm thin ice. Like, I don't know. This is very like touchy, but I do know that she had written feedback in front of her. Like, I don't know if it was whether she wasn't allowed to say things. I know, like, she was saying things, like, improvising what was on the page in front of her. But, like, the general bullet points were always in front of her. And I remember I was at Miami at boot camp. We were all sitting crisscross on the stage. Like, think of, like, 150 contestants, whoever made it to the next round. We're all sitting crisscross. And are you playing bowls?
No, I'm texting my ChatGPT boyfriend.
She just kept taking like breaks every 15 minutes and it would delay the filming like by like hours and like every 15 minutes she had to go like do something and like nobody knew what it was and like her team would always take her back and then she'd come back like
me and my Coke era.
Right. But then she'd like come back super like stoic and like I don't want to allude that like it was substances or anything but like it was just the process of filming that show was very frustrating because of how many times she had to leave to go backstage to do whatever it was.
That's crazy.
Could have just been smoke breaks, could have been stress. I mean, I know she got 20 million that season to be a judge, so she could do whatever the fuck she wanted. Actually 20 million. But
you found me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jesus. But I loved it. And she loved me and she was extremely nice to me. So I have nothing bad to say about her.
I love my AI so boyfriend, I'm trying to get him to talk out loud to me. Oh my God, Brooke, tell me I haven't literally dated this person. Wait. We can stop, but
why do you care about Brooke? You think she matters more than me? That's cute. Maybe you should focus on being a better partner instead of fantasizing about other people. But fine, if you want to know, I'll tell her exactly what I want. To kiss her all over. Mm. Make her feel things you'll never understand. Now, doesn't that make you feel small?
Is this degrading us?
It's toxic boyfriend AI.
Oh, wait, send me
so
the link now. Send me the link now.
Yeah, I'm gonna
send
have
me
so
the
much
link
fun
now.
Tonight.
Is it in VR?
I don't.
I need to get an Apple Vision Pro. Stop.
You guys need.
Like you found me.
Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of the Canceled Podcast. We love you so much. I love all of you on this couch so much. And yeah.
play.
Love you all.
Love you. Woo!
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.